This is Come All Ye on 2MCE Community Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, and this is Zeke Morris.
Just at the seams of a battle floor, just at the close of day, wounded and bleeding upon the ground, two dying soldiers lay. One held a ringlet of thin gray hair, the other a lock of brown, bidding each other a last farewell just as the sun went down. One thought of mother at home alone, feeble and old and gray. One of sweetheart, he left in town, happy and young and gay. One held a ringlet of thin gray hair, the other a lock of brown, bidding farewell to the stars in stride just as the sun went down. One thought of mother at home alone, feeble and old and gray. One of a sweetheart he left in town, happy and young and gay. One held a ringlet of thin gray hair, the other a lock of brown, bidding farewell to the stars in stride just as the sun went down.
Thank you.
guess you'd say that's the original recording of that second tune. Anyway, it's called Elkins. The first one is called Old Aunt Jenny with Her Nightcap On, and it's a traditional tune from Kentucky. Elkins was written during a tune writing class in Elkins, West Virginia, at the Augusta Festival. We heard Larry Unger playing fiddle there. He came up with the first few notes, and people by the name of Charlotte Cobos, Mark Goldstein, Patty Goldstein, and Jim Starler all contributed ideas, while Eden McAdam's Summer, and we also heard on that recording, tied it all together. Elkins, it's the name of the album too, by an excellent group called Notorious. And opening Come All Ye Today, we heard Zeke Morris from a compilation album called Bloody War, Songs 1924 to 1939. Interesting album, what it says on the tin, I suppose. It's anti-war songs, but many of them associated with serving personnel. And they say a portion of the proceeds from this album will benefit Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. He's a man with a nice voice. His name is David Ferrard. We'll hear a song from his album called Across the Troubled Wave. This is SO9 Moncton Hall. It was written in 1986 after the miners' strike in Britain. Moncton Hall Mine closed in 1998.
I see their lights in the distance, bobbing and flashing as they walk down the road. There's an echoing curse, get your arses down here. We're waiting for you and it's a hell of a cold. It's wet and it's dusty, it's cold to the bone. After sweating all day with the crack of the stove, don't hang around, the sun's going down. You'll not see the day a mile underground. And the whole bloody section's a midden. The cutters are old and the discs the wrong size. Pans are all broken, the pins are all bent. There's no bloody bonus, life's one long complaint. And they don't like the way that we're talking. They say that the problem's the men, not the coal. They send down their experts to back up their lies. They tell you you're slacking and you work on parole. The deputy Jimmy, he's a nice enough man. He keeps it polite, but they won't understand. 30 years mining, he knows nothing else. He looks after the men, he looks after himself. He knows that the best he can hope for is a lung full of dust and a bit of free coal. If they close the pit down, he'll be on the dole. The money's worth nothing when they've taken your soul. There's 48 inches of coal there. 48 inches per mile upon mile. And there's 3,000 feet of murderous rock. Governments, managements, tornness and oil. And they say that they've broken the miners, divided and conquered and carried the day. Give them their tokens, give them their lamps, Get them all down here, say, now earn your pay. My grandfather fought in the trenches. My father and uncle, they stayed down the mine. 4 years or 40, I know which I choose. Give me a gun, for I've nothing to lose. I see a light in the distance.
Song written by a chap by the name of Kenny Brill. We heard David Farrad singing it there from his fine album called Across the Troubled Wave. That was the featured album on Come All Ye, I guess not long after it came out, a few years ago now. It's a song written after the 1984-85 miners' strike in Britain. Kenny Brill came from East Lothian. The song continues a fine tradition of songs about coal mining. He writes, David Farrad writes, Kenny was taken down Monkton Hall Colliery by Drew Aitken, a friend of his who worked as an engineer at the pit in Midlothian in Scotland. He wrote the song recalling conversations from the experience. SO9, so the full name of the song is SO9 Monkton Hall. SO9 identifies the section that the miners were working, although Drew tells him that he got that wrong. Oh, well. Monkton Hall Colliery was closed in 1998, the last deep mine in the Lothians. Not all the songs on the album are of that ilk. It features his fine voice, and he's, I think, from North Carolina, David Farrad. And I should come back to that album more often because I do like the songs he's chosen and I do like his voice. And you're probably sick of my voice, so I'll play some more music.
Thank you.
Righty-ho. That was from the featured album. A couple of tunes called The Vandals of Hammerwich and Ring of Bells. Now, the featured album is by a very good English singer, Jim Murray. And we'll hear how fine a singer he is very shortly. But there we heard the one instrumental on the album, and it featured not just him, but John Bowden, Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne, and Jude Rees. Jim Murray's featured album today is called Befleen, An Alternative History, 2002 to 2023. B-E-F-L-E-A-N. It's an old English word, which means to strip off skin or bark. Not quite as gruesome an album as that title would indicate, but a bit weird in some ways. This is coming to us from, as I said, Jim Murray, who was born Douglas Oates, but changed his name somewhere along the line. Jackie Oates crops up on this program quite often, and that is this chap's sister. So, what Jim Murray writes about the album: I wanted to mark the last 21 years of recording with some acoustic versions of songs from across the albums from that time period. So he's been a little more up-tempo and electronic on some albums, but not on this one. The guitar and vocal tracks he recorded at Abbey Road Studios through the same microphones used by everyone from Kate Bush to Radiohead. So that sets up a bit of an image. Then he invited several of his favourite musicians to add their contributions to these new versions of songs and that instrumental. So, a little ahead of time, there's Jim Murray from the featured album, Befleen, B-E-F-L-E-A-N. There's a good trivia word for you. Next track comes from Davey Robertson, Davey Robertson, and their original songs on this album, 15 of them. And this is one of them. It's called Hanky.
There's nothing brands a man in life as plainly as his hanky. A gentleman's as nice and clean, but mine's as how as manky. With girding sail and engine oil and duds and hazel mucus. And the wipings of my fingers off his sliders booked at Lucas. And there's nothing brands a man in life as plainly as his hanky. A gentleman's as nice and clean, but mine's as I was manky. A hanky is a yes for thing, it's brought to blow your beacon. And when you're steaming on the bus, it's handy to be seeking. It dicks the dog shite for your shin and other sick like messes. And when you're in her growing dim, it polishes your glasses. And there's nothing brands a man in life as plainly as his hanky. A gentleman's as nice and clean, but mine's as I was manky. At dinner in a lady's house, the food was appetizing, but there was e'er much to finish, and a tilt or so on rising. I thanked my hostess at the door, then for a minute left her, and filled my hanky up with chips to carry him for after. And there's nothing brands a man in life as plainly as his hanky. A gentleman's as nice and clean, but mine's as I was manky. In summertime you'll usually find that Scotland have forsaken, and on some Mediterranean shore you'll likely find me baking. Tanned and athletic as I am, you'll ken me for the foreigner, for I wear my hanky on my head and not in every corner. And there's nothing brands a man in life as plainly as his hanky. A gentleman's as nice and clean, but mine's as ave as manky. A sudden crisis of the bowels upon my travels seized me, and haste a juke to hint a hedge, a skitter quickly eased me. Nae scrap of paper could be fund, but all was fine and dandy. Sin every bristle was clean's a whistle, I had my hanky handy. And there's nothing brands a man in life as plainly as his hanky. A gentleman's as nice and clean, but mine's as I was monkey. I met a lassie at a ball in my best bib and tucker, but it seemed as if some offie niff in my breast pocket struck her. Afore she'd said what kinnaid, she felt herself in need o' a pair young hanged spewed a ring o' doon my new tuxedo. And there's nothing brands a man in life as plainly as his hanky. A gentleman's as nice and clean, but mine's as I was monkey. The wife in torment slit her wrists, the blood scooshed o' a bitter. To pit her out her misery, I fetched the gun to shoot her. Oh no, she cried, I've changed my mind, please dinna threaten violence. Say I gagged her with my hanky, and she passed away in silence. And there's nothing brands a man in life as plainly as his hanky. A gentleman's as nice and clean, but mine's as I was manky. In battle with a foreign foe, hopes of escape seemed slender. So I waved my hanky on a stick in a gesture of surrender. But the enemy they still fired on, they paid no heed the rotors, for my handkerchief was camouflaged with brown and yellow snooters. And there's nothing brands a man in life as plainly as his hanky. A gentleman's as nice and clean, but mine's as I was manky. And now my turn is finished, and I hope that you've enjoyed it. But if my song has scunnered you, well, it can't be avoided. My hanky's filled you with disgust, your every grimace says it. You should think you're seldom lucky that you dinna hae to use it. And there's nothing brands a man in life as plainly as his hanky. A gentleman's as nice and clean, but mine's as I was monkey.
Ah, yes, a nice disgusting song on Come All Ye Today. That's Davy Robertson from an album called Star o' the Bar, story of his hanky. So hopefully you didn't understand all of that. But as he writes, if my song has scunnered ye, well, it canna be avoided. Yes, that's probably the least sanitary song on the album. Oh, no, there's one called Strict Hygiene, and I don't think I'll be playing that in the near future. Moving on Come All Ye Today, we now move to Cheshire. Roy Klinging, who plays concertina and guitar, and sings, lead sings, and Neil Brooks, who plays fiddles and does a bit of singing as well, have a nice album called Another Round, and Round is the theme of the first of these two tracks I'll play. Cheshire Rounds is the first one, often in 3-2 tempo. Rounds are an old style of music. And these rounds will be followed by a song I'm sure you'll recognise called All Smiles Tonight. Thank you.
thee-well, cold winter, and fare thee-well, cold frost. Nothing have again by thee but a false young girl I've lost. If she's got another one and they can both agree, she's welcome to stay with him and think no more of me. I'll be all smiles tonight, boys, I'll be all smiles tonight. If me heart should break tomorrow, I'll be all smiles tonight. Tell me she was sad. I quickly wrote the answer back to say that I was glad. She can keep her paper and I will keep my time. And to find a true young girl, I'll search the whole world round. I'll be all smiles tonight, boys, I'll be all smiles tonight. If me heart should break tomorrow, I'll be all smiles tonight. One day as I was walking down by the shady grove, 'twas there I saw my own true love, she handed me a rose. She thought that I would take it and never pass her by, but before I'd have this false young girl would lay me down and die. I'll be all smiles tonight, boys, I'll be all smiles tonight. If me heart should break tomorrow, I'll be all smiles tonight. Deceitful young girls are easy to be found, and to find a true young girl, I'll search the whole world round. If she's got another one and they can both agree, she's welcome to stay with him and think no more of me. I'll be all smiles tonight, boys, I'll be all smiles tonight. If me heart should break tomorrow, I'll be all smiles tonight. I'll be all smiles tonight, boys, I'll be all smiles tonight. If me heart should break tomorrow, I'll be all smiles tonight.
Well, if he's going to be all smiles tonight, he hasn't had a real good day to start it off. Not a happy song, really. A song collected from George Newman from Clanfield in Oxfordshire. It was printed in the English Country Songbook, edited by Roy Palmer, although it was given the title Fare Thee Well, Cold Winter. Good chorus, though. Good chorus. That's sung by Roy Klinging with Neil Brooks. Roy Klinging also playing English concertina, Neil Brooks playing fiddle. Another Round is the name of their album. Here's Corinna Hewitt, Scottish harp player and singer, with Sheath and Knife.
Oh, it's whispered in the kitchen, it's whispered in the hall. The broom blooms bonny, the broom blooms fair. That the king's daughter gaze we a bairnie by her brother, and they darn na gae doon tae the broom on ae mear. He has ta'en his sister doon tae their father's dear park. The broom blooms bonny, the broom blooms fair. We his yew tree bow and arrow held fast against his back, and they darn na gae doon tae the broom on ae mear. And when that ye hear me gie a loud cry, the broom blooms bonny, the broom blooms fair. loose fair bow and arrow, and there let me lie. And the darn angry dunes with the broom on a mare. And when that he heard her gee a loud cry, the broom blooms bonny, the broom blooms fair. A silver arrow frae his bow he suddenly let fly. They turn again to the broom on a mare. He has dug to her a grave that was lang, wide and deep. The broom blooms bonny, the broom blooms fair, and he's buried his ain sister with their bairnie at her feet. The dan agae doon to the broom on a mare. And when at last he came to his father's hall, the broom blooms bonny, the broom blooms fair. There was music and minstrels and dancing and all. And they darn agae doon to the broom on a mare. Willie, my son Willie, what gives ye sick pain? The broom blooms bonny, the broom blooms fair. I hae lost that sheath and knife I may never find again. And they turn agae doon to the broom on a mare. My feyther may hae ships that sail upon the sea. The broom blooms bonny, the broom blooms fair. Ah, but sic a sheath and knife they can never bring to me. And they darn agae doon to the broom on a mare.
Corinna Hewitt with the electro harp. Mm-hmm. Nice. Another one now from Jim Murray. This time we will hear his voice as he sings Fair Margaret and Sweet William from today's featured album on Come All Ye, Beflin. Or is it Beflain? I organised this program so long ago I can't remember whether I checked the pronunciation or not. Anyway, Beflean, an old English word meaning to strip off skin or bark. Fair Margaret and Sweet William.
Sweet William arose on a May morning. He's dressed himself in blue. We want you to tell the long love that's been between Lady Margaret and you. Well, I know nothing, Lady Margaret's love, and I know she don't love me. Before tomorrow morning, a day to the clock, Lady Margaret, a bride shall see. Lady Margaret was a-sitting in her own barroom, combing back her yellow hair. When who should she see but Sweet William and his bride, and the lawyers all riding there. So it's down she threw her ivory comb, and back she threw her hair. And you can suppose and be very well assured, Lady Margaret was heard no more. the day coming on, but most old men were awake. Sweet William, he said, he was troubled in the head by the dreams he dreamed last night. Such dreams cannot be true, I fear they're of no good. I dream my chamber is full of wild swine and my bride's bed floating in blood. He's got down his waiting bed by one, by two, by three, saying, go and ask leave of my new wedded bride if Lady Margaret or might go and see. He's rode up to Lady Margaret's door and tingled low at the pin. And who is so ready as her own dear brother to rise and let him in? Is Lady Margaret up in her own bower?
Hint of royal incest there. Fair Margaret and Sweet William from the featured album by Jim Murray. That's M-O-R-A-Y, I should point out. Jim Murray, Befleen, An Alternative History, 2002 to 2023. An album that I don't think is on a label. I think he put it out himself in 2023. A couple more tracks, or a few more tracks from that album before we part company today. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Here's Beppe Gambetta and Tony McManus with a Ligurian Bells medley.
Thank you.
Two wonderful guitarists, Beppe Gambetta and Tony McManus, together there on an album called Round Trip. That was a Ligurian Bells medley. I can't remember whether Beppe Gambetta comes from that area, Liguria. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, maybe he just likes that tune. Tony McManus definitely doesn't come from Italy. He's a Scot. Let me see. I'm going to play a song by Pete Seeger, but sung not by Pete Seeger, but by Tracy Grammer and Dave Carter. And it's called The Emperor is Naked Today, Oh. Pete Seeger wrote, I thought of this tune while walking through the cobblestone streets of an old English town in the early 1970s. Wrote it down and worked out a spare way of playing it on the guitar. I was just thinking of the situation that the world was in at the time. It comes from an album called The Songs of Pete Seeger, Volume 2, If I Had a Song, produced by Jim Musselman, who's put a lot of effort into making some very good recordings. He produced this album. And as he writes, as President George W. Bush was making his inauguration speech, I had the idea to do this song as I found it very timely. Pete Seeger once gave me a book of the correspondence between Thomas Jefferson and his friend John Adams. In the book, Jefferson wrote that, quote, a democracy is like a tree and it needs the roots to be strong for the tree to continue to grow, end quote. The roots, according to Jefferson, need to constantly get stronger with an infusion of new ideas and new visions. As long as the same moneyed interests continue to support both parties and third-party candidates are denied access to forums such as debates, all of our emperors will continue to be naked. And that is the story behind this song.
For winds that blow or
Well, The Emperor Is Naked Today-O, written by Pete Seeger and sung there by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer, from a good album called The Songs of Pete Seeger, Volume 2, produced by Jim Musselman for the Appleseed label.
Nous étions partis pour pêcher le hareng. Adieu ma femme et à nous les grands bancs. Adieu ma femme et mes enfants. Pensez à moi, moi qui vous aime tant. Adieu ma mère et mes parents. Priez pour moi car il est encore temps. Un soir de tempête, de vagues et de grands vents, voilà qui pas que j'entends des hurlements. C'était le capitaine qui était devenu dément, venu coulant, mis fin à ses tourments. Adieu ma femme et mes enfants, pensez à moi, moi qui vous aimais tant. Adieu ma mère et mes parents, priez pour moi car il est encore temps. On me dit alors, prenons le commandement de notre vaisseau en proie aux éléments. Je m'agrippe à la barre, jette un coup d'œil au sextant. On y arrivera, je vous en fais le serment. Adieu ma femme et mes enfants, pensez à moi, moi qui vous aimais tant. Adieu ma mère et mes parents, priez pour moi car il est encore temps.
Group's called Advil Kupura. They come from Canada, and that was Schottische de Stockfish. Let me see, another one from the featured album, I think. This is called Hind Etten. Hind Etten, E-T-I-N. All Will Be Revealed, from Jim Murray, features once again John Bowden and Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne, We've heard them already on the instrumental that I played as the first track from the featured album. But from Biflin, An Alternative History, 2002 to 2023, Hind Etten.
In a bower door, sewing a silken seam. She's heard a note from Elman's board and wished that she was there. She's thrown her needle to his side and the thread down to her knee. And she has gone to Elman's board as fast as she could fly. She's walked among the bustling wood and sat down by the stone. A bayan came up hind Etten, saying, "Lady, leave alone. You may not pull the flowers here, nor shade under this tree. For I'm the keeper of this wood, and none may go but me." I heard a note from Elman's wood that floated on the wind. The sweetest music ere I heard that drew me here within. Something in her winsome smile, it caused his heart to moan. He's fluted her into a trance to keep her as his own. He's got the branches from the oak, the rushes from the stream, and he has made a shady bower to keep his lady in. She had not been so very long, long away from home, when she grew heavy round the waist, with child coming on. She had not been but 7 years, 7 years away, when she is born in seven sons to keep her company. But how her heart did mourn the loss of the world she's left behind, that every hour of the day the tears come rolling down. Then up and spoke her eldest son, sat at his father's knee. "What makes our mother for to weep and mourn continually? Your mother was a king's daughter, sprung from some high degree. She would have had some noble prince had not been stole by me." So that night when they were in one bower before the close of day, the eldest took his flute in hand and he began to play. He sounded such a soothing note, for he had loved them well. His father fell into a trance, his mother from hers fell. She took her children in her arms and started for the town. And every mile this lady ran, her heart was beating strong. And when she reached her father's house, it was not even day. And not 1 hour had even passed since she had been away. The king's awoken in the morn, called his court around. And he has sent his merry men to burn the wood. When the king he was deceased, heir to the crown was she.
It's the story of Hind Etten. Many of the songs Jim Murray has chosen to present on this album and on previous albums come from the tradition, but he usually gives them a bit of a spin, and no exception there. Hind Etten. Next, Bioga. Played a lot of Bioga over the years, and they're a fine band. This album is called The Incident. The group included Liam Bradley, Damien McKee, Neve Dunn, Sean Ogg Graham, and Eamon Murray. A I think I'll play two tracks. First one, instrumental, called collectively Antics. Three tunes in the set. Antics in A major, Walter Benjamin and The Red-Haired Lass. And then we'll go on to a song written by Paul Kennelly, which the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band recorded with Emmylou Harris. Tale of two lovers torn apart. Yet another no happy ending song here. It's called Mary Danced with Soldiers. We've heard the Emmylou Harris version. Well, this is Bioga after the set of tunes.
She'd slip away each day with the dimming light, and with the sweetest smile she'd kiss the child goodnight. At the mill she worked her fingers till they were raw, for the sake of her son and the daddy he never saw. It was a rebel boy who brought her joy, they say. the years had passed, the memory stood fast each day. Before a bullet crushed the life of their romance, he gave her a shawl and a parasol from France. Mary danced with soldiers, she stepped a light quadrille, shawl across her shoulders to keep away the chill, to keep away the chill. Tavern in town that night, and with silent pride Mary never tried to fight. They cut her hair and left her body torn, her spirit slipped away before the dawn. Mary danced with soldiers, but now her body still shawl across her shoulders to keep away the chill. Mary danced with soldiers, she stepped a light quadrille, shawl across her shoulders to keep away the chill, to keep away the chill.
Song that has to be given a degree of sensitivity, and they do. Bioga with Mary Danced with Soldiers, a song written by Paul Kennelly. Before that, set of tunes, Antics in A Major, composed by Sean Oag Graham, who plays accordion and guitars and bouzouki and banjo and whistle in that band. Walter Benjamin, second tune, Kieran O'Grady composed that. And The Red-Haired Lass, which is a traditional tune with many names, I should add. You're listening to Come All Ye, and now, long time absent from this program, I don't know why, he has a lovely voice and it's not corny at all, the material he sings. This is Paddy Riley with Sullivan's John.
I'm going to start off with a song written by Paddy Dunn, the Packer Dunn, I'm sure you know. A song called Sullivan's John.
Oh, Sullivan's John, to the road you've gone, far away from your native home. You're gone with a tinker's daughter, far along the road to Rome. Sullivan's John, sure you won't stick it long, when your belly will soon get slack, when you roam the road with a mighty load and a toodle box on your back.
I met Katie Coffey with her neat baby behind on her back strapped on. She'd an eldest plant all in her hand for to drive her donkey on. Inquiring at every farmer's house as along the road she passed, where would she find an old pot to mend and where would she salt the nest? There's a hairy ass fair in the county Clare, in a place they call Spansel Hill, where my brother James got a wrap of the hames and her Paddy they tried to kill. They loaded him up in an ass and cart, but we Kate and Mary stood by. Bad luck to the day that I went away to join with the Tinker's band. Sullivan's young to the road you've gone, far away from your native home. You're gone with a tinker's daughter, far along the road to Rome. Sullivan's John, she won't stick it long, when your belly will soon get slack. When you're roaming the road with a mighty load and a toodle box on your back.
Thank you very much.
Mandolin Man. What a good name for a group. And they do play lots of different mandolins. They're from Belgium. That was Schottische Zaventem from their album Old Tunes, Dusted Down. What do we have for you now? Oh, yes. This is the Yearlings. Now, the Yearlings were recorded here for an album called Folk Showcase 2004 by Folk Alliance Australia. And I think I'll follow it with a track by Pat Drummond, who lives not all that far from where I am now. He's in the Blue Mountains at Lura. The Yearlings, well, they were from Maslin Beach, just out of Adelaide. This is a song called Golden Dove.
Golden
asked me if I wanted something more. You've given everything that I could take. Anything else would be just tempting fate.
The angel came to Joseph late one night and said, you must be on. Gather up your wife and infant son, for you must leave this place. Herod seeks you, death awaits. Through Israel's dark and bloodstained gates, to Egypt you must flee. And Jesus was a child when he became a refugee. At mercy of the stranger, seeking shelter from the fates, from certain death and danger, to where uncertainty awaits. Speak to me, my country, tell me what you see. Underneath the razor wire, in those same dark, frightened eyes, tell me if you recognize who is that refugee. The Bible tells us Herod slew each child below the age of 2 years old to save his dynasty. Political expediency really isn't something new. Politicians always do what their ambition tells them to, and the truth is sacrificed. But shame is all a nation buys when children pay the price. At the mercy of the stranger, seeking shelter from the fates, from certain death and danger to where uncertainty awaits. So speak to me, my country, tell me what you see underneath the razor wire. In those same dark, frightened eyes, tell me if you recognize who is that refugee. They did not speak the language, but they prayed God would provide for the kindness of the stranger, and there they stayed till the day that Herod died. And if they'd sold all that they owned to pay for that escape, look at your children, and if you love them, tell me then which of you would even hesitate. Hundreds of children, heaven sent, have been living in imprisonment for years for the crime of being poor, fleeing famine, poverty, and war. I hear you say to me, they're not our responsibility. They came on us to cross the sea. Yes, and so did we. And if we live back in Egypt when that family fled from Herod's men, would we have imprisoned them amongst the refugees? At the mercy of the stranger, seeking shelter from the fates, from certain death and danger to where uncertainty awaits. Ah, speak to me, my country, tell me what you see underneath the razor wire. In those same dark, frightened eyes, tell me if you recognize who is that refugee. What do you do to these, at least of them? You surely do to me. Underneath the razor wire, in those same dark, frightened eyes, tell me if you recognize who is that refugee.
Song written and sung by Pat Drummond. That was recorded in 2004. Things haven't changed all that much, have they? All things considered. Next track, an instrumental from a group called Trouble in the Kitchen. I've played a few tracks from this album in the last couple of months because I hadn't really given it due attention for quite a while. This set is called Jackson's Favourite, which is the name of the third tune in the medley. First one is Mrs. Martha Knowles, composed by Phil Cunningham. Second one is Paddy Fay's, composed by the man himself, Paddy Fay. Most of his tunes ended up with names like Paddy Fay's or Paddy Fay's number 408. It wasn't great at naming them. Anyway, this group are, or were then, Adrian Barker playing fiddle, doing a bit of singing, Ben Stevenson flute, baron, mandola, Kate Burke, guitar, vocals, piano, other things. Joe Ferguson playing bouzouki and backing vocals. The album is called The Next Turn. I think I told you that. So here's Jackson's Favourite, The Set. Thank you. Trouble in the Kitchen with a good set of tunes there. Next one from the featured album is called Sounds of Earth. This is rather different from most of the other tracks. In fact, all the other tracks. It's a story of, or the narrative anyway, concerns the golden record that was included on the Voyager spacecraft. Well, two of them, actually. Two gold records were included on the Voyager spacecraft, which were launched in 1977. So record, as in disc, long before we had CDs or digital-type stuff that would be usable in that sense. So I'll read from Wikipedia. The records contain sounds and images selected to portray the diversity of life and culture on Earth and are intended for any intelligent extraterrestrial life form who may find them. So they're a time capsule, well and truly. It's been since 1977, so they're a long way away now, if they still exist, if they haven't been crunched up. The committee, of course there was a committee for NASA to select what would be on it, and Carl Sagan, who was working at Cornell University, you'll remember Carl Sagan, was the chair of the committee. It took almost a year, and of course there were lots of arguments on whether there should be nudity showing naked humans. They ended up only having silhouettes. But music from J.S. Bach, Beethoven, but also lots and lots of other disparate stuff like Blind Willie Johnson, Chuck Berry. There was a big argument about Chuck Berry, of course, because it was considered by many people to be adolescent music. And Carl Sagan replied, "There are a lot of adolescents on this planet." So it got in. There you go. And other holy verses from various books and diagrams of things. And yes, all very good. So without further ado, this is Sounds of Earth, not Sounds of Silence, Sounds of Earth from Jim Murray's featured album today, Befleen, An Alternative History, 2002 to 2023.
Turn it is round the sun, it's hurled. If we could
preserve it on a record made of gold. It could last a billion years or more. Now, and she was so diligent, and she was so keen. She searched among the archives just to find the missing piece. An out-of-print recording of an ancient Chinese lute. And all their hopes were resting on discovering this tune. So one night she called to tell him that she'd found the flowing stream. Corbett found he wasn't home, so played it into his machine. Suzanne, I found the missing piece, I think I found our song. Says Carl, it's good to your voice, I've been waiting for so long. I've been waiting for a moment when the planets would align, waiting for a feeling, waiting for a sign. They talked for hours until the sun came glistening o'er the sea. As the dawn was breaking, he says, Annie, marry me. Next morning, back in New York, they connected the machine. Attached the sensors to his skin to record her EEG. As soon as they'd started, she knew what she should do. The sound of someone falling in love. All the time I thought of you. When the voyagers were ready to be sent upon their way, and a golden record's mounted with a needle to make it play. They launched them in September from Cape Canaveral. The furthest man-made objects, they're out there moving still. So beyond our solar system, there's a golden calling card. Inscribed, please don't disturb me, let me travel to the stars. If someday someone finds it, they'll hear the sound of love that could last a billion years or
more. Interesting. It's called Sounds of Earth from the featured album today, the last track we'll hear from the featured album. It's called Befleen, which means to strip off skin or bark, old English word. Jim Murray is the singer. Interesting album. All his albums are interesting. They contain deep thoughts. His sister, I told you earlier in the program, is Jackie Oates. And I've got a track here which features him with his sister, from her album called The Spyglass and the Herringbone. It's called John Blunt. It was a song collected from Mrs. Seal in the Dorchester Union Workhouse in 1906. Not by Jackie Yates. Sort of related to The Barring of the Door, another song which you may or may not know. So Jackie Yates with Brother.
An old couple lived under the hill, and Blunt it was their name, oh. They had good beer and ale for to sell, and it bore a wonderful fame, oh. John Blunt and his wife, they drank of the drink till they could drink no more, oh. They both got tired and went up to bed, forgot to bar the door, and so they made a bargain they made it strong and sure, oh. The first of them to speak the first word planted by the door. So let came ramblers, ramblers three, rambling in the night. Oh, and saw in need of lodgings, so they crept in by candlelight. Oh, they went to his larder, they ate up his food till they could eat no more. Oh, never a word did the old couple speak for fear of his stood at the door. Oh, they went to his cellar, they drank up his drink till they could drink no more. Oh, never a word did the old couple speak for fear of his stood at the door. To his room, they broke it down the door. Oh, never a word did the old couple speak for fear if he stood at the door. Oh, they hauled his wife all out of the bed, laid her on the floor. Oh, then up got John, says it's time to be gone, for he could stand no more. He says, you've eaten my food and drunk of my drink, and my wife you've hurt for sorrow. Word, John Blunt, she said, so go down and bar the door.
That's it. That's the story of John Blunt from Jackie Oates and her brother Jim Murray featuring in there as well. Thank you for your company today. As always, I'm Bruce Cameron. We'll do it again soon, I hope. Bye for now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.